Some news now from the world of sports. In Major League Baseball, the last time the Red Sox saw Sean Manea of the Oakland A's, he was being mobbed by his teammates after throwing a no-hitter against Boston. Now, good news for the Red Sox in their first time facing the Oakland A's since that no-no is that they touched him up for 8 hits and 4 runs last night. The bad news is that the A's countered with 5 runs and 9 hits against Rick Porcello and hung on for an eventual 6-5 win over Boston at Fenway Park. The A's also cranked out 3 solo home runs, Matt Joyce, Chris Davis, and Matt Olson doing the damage. J.D. Martinez and Rafael Devers went deep for the Red Sox, but not enough to prevent Porcello from suffering his first loss of the season. His record is now at 5-1. Eduardo Rodriguez tries to get Boston back into the win column tonight in Game 2 of the series. He is undefeated at 3-0, but he'd love to get his ERA down from the 4.58 mark that it sits at right now. Now, that loss last night drops the Red Sox a half game behind the New York Yankees for first place in the American League East with the Yankees idle last night. They take on the Washington Nationals tonight in D.C. with Masahiro Tanaka getting the start for New York against Gio Gonzalez for Washington. The New York Mets were also idle, and so was I yesterday when I forgot to include their 4-2 loss to the Philadelphia Phillies on Sunday in the sports report. Sorry, Mets fans, but maybe you didn't want to hear about it just as well because one of the Mets' best pitchers in that game, Jacob deGrom, was returning from an injured hyperextended elbow only to last just one inning against Philly before exiting the game. The early shower for DeGrom was not due to re-injuring the arm. He was lifted because he needed 40 pitches to get through the first inning. Astonishingly, he did not give up a run despite all those pitches thrown. He was taken out as a precaution due to the previous injury and a one-hour rain delay that forced the game into a late start. The Mets host the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at Citi Field. The Blue Jays were also off yesterday. To the NHL playoffs, the Vegas Golden Knights are doing it again, wiping out everything we thought we knew about expansion teams. Inaugural clubs that are supposed to pay their dues by being terrible for a few years while stockpiling high draft picks for all the losing they do and then eventually, hopefully, building a championship team. The Knights are telling the sporting world they just don't feel like waiting that long. With Vegas's 3-1 win over the Jets in Winnipeg last night, they have grabbed back home ice advantage as the series, now tied at 1 game apiece, moves back to the desert. Jonathan Marchessault scored twice for Vegas. Former Detroit Red Wings star Thomas Tatar also tallied, putting back his own rebound from behind the net after a great pad save by Jets goalie Connor Hellebuck. Marchessault and Tatar are just two of the players deemed expendable by other NHL clubs so that the newly minted Knights could create a roster in their very first NHL season. And those players are clearly playing with a chip the size of the MGM Grand on their shoulders as a result. Now, the series is far from over, but the Knights have no reason to believe they can't be playing for a Stanley Cup in a couple of weeks, which would be a feat no odds maker in Vegas would ever have thought possible when the season began. The Western Conference Finals in the NBA feature a long-awaited clash between what are clearly the two best teams, Houston Rockets and Golden State Warriors, both squads loaded with superstars who can score seemingly at will. So last night's game in Houston, Game 1, a bit of a disappointment in how one-sided the outcome was. A 119-106 romp for Golden State, powered by 37 points from Kevin Durant, who was a bit cross with his coach that he didn't finish with more. Warriors coach Steve Kerr had Durant take a seat near the end of the third quarter with the Warriors up big and not wanting to risk injury to one of his star players, but Durant was visibly upset at the mandatory rest and he let Kerr know it. As if to prove his point, the Rockets did open the fourth quarter with a burst and they had the lead down to 7 with about 5 minutes to go, but the Warriors pulled away on a Klay Thompson 3 to take Game 1 and home court advantage away from Houston, who got 41 points from James Harden in the losing effort. Tonight in Boston, the Celtics will try to gain a 2-game advantage on the Cleveland Cavaliers following their 25-point blowout of LeBron and company in Game 1, but do not expect that kind of game again tonight. King James is not just the best basketball player on the planet, he's also one of the best students of the game. And just as coaches make adjustments after a bad half of football, James will no doubt have a plan for dealing with the defensive measures the Celtics take against him. If, however, Boston can head off to Cleveland up 2-0, it may be enough to change the assertion LeBron had after Game 1 that he has, quote, zero concern about where the Cavs stand in that series.